This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Radio Dog Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Dog Dogs. I, of course, appreciate you tuning in. So, what's going on? Well, a lot of events. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 this weekend. Wow, okay, so on the Doc Dogs calendar, there's the Santa Barbara County Fair, which is in Santa Maria, California. There's Bark in the Park, which, give me a second here, and I'll tell you where it's at, because it doesn't pop up on my screen. It is in, Cape Charles, Virginia. So there you go, West Coast, East Coast, all the way across the country. And then if you want to get more to the middle, well, you can go to Bismarck, North Dakota, the Shields Hunting Expo. That's starting up on Friday and Saturday. By the way, that Santa Barbara County Fair one starts up on today. Also on Saturday and Sunday is the Agway of Cape Cod's Pawpalooza, South Yarmouth, Massachusetts. There's also the Hastings River Town Days, which Doc Dogs will be at, and that's a Saturday and Sunday event, the 16th and 17th in Hastings, Minnesota. And then there's Wren's Pet Depot, Doc Dogs event, and that is in, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, Gulp, or is it Galoop, Ontario, Canada. Not too far over the border, if you cross through Buffalo or through Windsor. Either way, probably only a couple hours drive. Well, I don't know where you're at. A few hours drive from me. Then actually following that, the week after, on just Wednesday and Thursday is the Big Sky County Fair, and there's a reason for that, because it's just those 2 days, because then it also continues on through the weekend. So the Big Sky County Fair is in Bozeman, Montana, another one out there west, Midwest, and then also that goes into the Northwest Regional Championships the following weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, so that's pretty cool, and another regionals coming up for Doc Dogs, so wonderful there. That's going to be awesome. On top of all the Doc Dog stuff, and I've been saying in the past episodes how, you know, the season is just full bore right now, going like gangbusters, and it is. So on top of that, guess what we're going to add? Yep, Dueling Dogs. Dueling Dogs is coming back. Haven't seen it out there. Hasn't been an event since earlier this year down in Florida. I haven't seen it myself since Worlds, so I'm really anxious, looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to get out to an event or two for Dueling Dogs. I don't know which ones yet, but I'll be there taking some pictures and everything like that, and so Dueling Dogs is side-by-side doggy drag racing. If you don't know what that is, it's basically speed retrieve times two. Dogs in lanes side-by-side. It's all separated by a divider that goes down the pool, two different lanes, starting lights at the same time. It's fun. It's exciting. Check it out, duelingdogs.net. There's videos. There's pictures. It is a blast. If you're already familiar with it, you know what I'm talking about, and you can attest to all of that. And you probably have been anxious to get going with your Dueling Dogs season. I know I have been. And it's fun to play, and it's fun to watch. It's of all the, between Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs and all the disciplines, and I don't want to take anything away from any of the other disciplines, but it's, Dueling Dogs is probably the most fun to play and watch. You know what I mean? Some of the other disciplines, they're more fun to watch or more fun to play. I think this one is equal both ways. The audience really gets into it, and you get sucked into it, and it doesn't matter if these dogs are going fast or slow. If they're neck and neck, it's exciting, and you're cheering. You're like, oh, come on, get the bumper. But anyway, so Dueling Dogs is coming up as well. Now, the Dueling Dogs events that are coming up, don't forget, there you need to pre-register. You can register on site, but pre-registration is the best way to go for sure. Tin Wolf Inn, July 29th through the 31st. That is in Ashland, Kentucky. And then that same weekend, there's also the Dubuque County Fairgrounds in Dubuque, Iowa. So you got two options right there. Pre-register for those. They're coming up soon. You should be pre-registered already if you're not. I'm told if registration wasn't open, it is opening, or it is open for both of those. And it should be. Also, for the weekend after, I believe it is, it's going to be at the Clark County Fairgrounds out west at Ridgefield, Washington. So our friends on the West Coast are going to get to play Dueling Dogs as well. And then Dueling Dogs at Dog Days Bar and Grill, which is in Osage Beach, Missouri. That's where they just had one of the regionals for Doc Dogs. And now they're going to be back with the Dueling Dogs doc. Their Dueling Dogs will be there. So very cool there. Another opportunity for the folks in that area to play, or not from that area. Come on out. Have some fun. Also, August 12th and 14th, that would be the weekend after Osage Beach, is the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Marshall, Minnesota. And Dueling Dogs will be there as well. And also into September, the Canine Fun Zone in Canada, that's Caledonia, Ontario, they're going to be having Dueling Dogs. That's one of Doc Dog's sanctioned facilities there. I hear that place is slicker. It's slick. It's cool. I heard it is really laid out, decked out. I bet Dueling Dogs there is going to be a blast. Also, later in the year, September 23rd through the 25th, Dueling Dogs will be at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds, which is actually part of a Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs combination event. The only one, with the exception of Worlds, that is a combination event that I know of this year. So that's going to be pretty cool there later in the year. And then, of course, there's supposed to be one in early October in Ohio. And your last chance probably there to qualify for Dueling Dogs for Worlds. So make sure you pre-register for Dueling Dogs online. Go to duelingdogs.net. Now, also, with that, don't forget, you can check out photos and video there. And speaking of photos and video, we had the photo and video contest for Q2 is completed. The winners have been selected, so you can look for that to show up soon on the Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs pages. And very excited to see who the winners are there, photographs and video. Now, there was no video submitted for Dueling Dogs. Of course, there was only the one event in Florida, so there is no winner. But bottom line is, if you were at Dueling Dogs in Florida this past, when was that, February, March, and you would have submitted a video, just one, you probably would have won by default. $100. You could have won $100, but you didn't. So let that be a lesson to you. The Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs photo and video contest is going on all year. Each quarter, a winner is selected for the best photograph for Doc Dogs, the best video for Doc Dogs, the best photograph for Dueling Dogs, and the best video for Dueling Dogs. And each are given $100 cash, well, a check. But it's not credits, it's cash. You don't have to be a Doc Dogs competitor. You don't have to own a dog. You don't have to be a photographer. You don't have to have a fancy camera. It could be your cell phone, which you take pictures or video on, or your Barbie doll camera. Go to DocDogs.com for the rules, and make sure you're sending this in from Doc Dogs events and Dueling Dogs events. Looking for more pictures. And by the way, a lot of those pictures and video will also be used at the Doc Dogs Golden Paw Awards or at some point during the World Championships later this year. So that's what's going on there. Okay, beyond all of that, whew, that's a lot to get through. Yeah, the Doc Dog season is going strong. Cool. So, got some more interviews coming to you now from the past regionals that took place at the Tin Wolf Inn and at the Canine Central, which was in Canada. So these interviews, a couple of them are guest hosts. Paul Valino was the guest host of Radio Doc Dogs up at Canine Central for the Canadian Doc Dogs Regional Championships. And Trent Steele was a guest host again at the Tin Wolf Inn for those regional championships. Now, Trent was a little under the weather, so he didn't get to do much, but I appreciate what he got there. Paul was not under the weather and did fantastic and was just kicking butt on those interviews, as well as I got a few in myself, too. I mean, it is my show. I guess I better do something. So here we go. Here's some more interviews.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey, this is Paul Valino once again, and I'm with a bunch of, I'm in the American section of the Canadian Regional Championships here. This is almost forbidden territory. Canadians on one side, Americans on the other, but everybody getting along, having a good time. We're here with Travis from, what club are you from?
Keystone and Chesapeake.
Oh, the Keystone and Chesapeake Doc Dogs. Nice to have you guys up here. How are you enjoying your trip?
Oh, we're loving it. Great weather.
And how have your dogs been doing this weekend?
Doing good. Dylan, our yellow lab here. He got first place in Iron Dog for Spartan.
Excellent.
So it'll be our first trip to Worlds.
Oh, it's going to be your first trip. Yeah, I went last year for the first time. And I'll tell you, the stories you end up coming home with is just like, you drive home going blah, 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 blah. And next thing you're home and you're just like, wow. And you talk about it for a couple of weeks. You know, so when everybody said, just sit back and enjoy it. Because when you walk in Iowa and there's five pools and a 10,000 seat arena, you just go, your eyes just go, ah. But yeah, I mean, my wife actually qualified for third place. So, but whether we'll be going again this year, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, and I always say to people, they always say, just go once just to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just nonstop fun. The competition is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many things to do, so many things to see. So what's been some of the highlights of your weekend, though?
I think so far it's just been the camaraderie between everyone. You know, with the potluck on Friday and then the human EV competition last night.
Oh, yes, the human EV. You did very well on that. How did you finish in that, by the way?
I finished second behind Magic Mike.
Oh, yes, Magic Mike. Well, it's nice. Yeah, they were hitting the water pretty hard once that pole got up to over 8 feet. You know, we saw a few face plants. And by the way, we will be handing out awards for that later on today. So I don't know if you're up for one or not.
Nothing to get medals.
Oh, you get medals too. Oh, see, even something better to brag about. So we'll be seeing you next time. Is this your first trip to Canada?
This is my second trip to Canada overall. This is our first trip with the dogs.
It's a nice venue here. There's lots of room. There's lots of nice people. And unfortunately, we're a little bit out of town. But not that far, you know, as long as the certain stores are open when we want them to be. Well, I got to thank you for coming up. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And make sure you listen to Radio Doc Dogs. Okay, I'm just going to wander through the field a little bit, seeing who I'm going to talk to next. And there's Lisa going to be chowing down on a big baked potato there. One of our admins this weekend, one of the Doc Dog people, extraordinaire. She brought her boys along with her, and they've been so well behaved this weekend. It was nice to have Lisa here. We'll just stop in between chewing of her food to get a couple words from her. How's it going, Lisa, so far?
It's going great. We've got good weather now.
Yeah, that was quite a rainstorm on Friday. Sun, rain. A little bit of a delay, but it's great. Today we got sun for the finals, and everybody's having a good time, sort of recovering from last night's free-for-all. You were in the human Ironman competition. How did you fare?
Well, we had 13 people in human Iron Dog, and I came in number 8.
Not bad. Yeah, we had quite a few, not that many as we would have liked, but we had some females competing in it. And unfortunately, we do have awards for that coming up later on today, so that'll be nice. You think we'll be doing that again?
I hope so. It was good fun. I hope more people join in next time.
Yeah, it was good that we had the ambulance on standby just in case. You know, that was too funny. I just, when I was announcing that, I looked and I just went, ow. But I'm sure as these people are feeling it today, wondering, where did this bruise come from? And how are the boys enjoying the weekend?
The boys are having a great time. Yeah.
That's really good. So I'm going to leave you back to your baked potato thing there. And by the way, I'm guest hosting Radio Doc Dogs. Jimsy gave me a microphone. What an idiot. Yeah, well, I don't know. I think it's more of a curse. All right. Thanks, Lise.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Human Iron Dog competitor, Melissa Dorn. Hi.
Hi.
So what's your name in the competition?
I think they gave me the name of On My Way Melissa Dorn because I tend to be late sometimes.
Because you're always, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Calling in. So what are your chances at Human Iron Dog?
Well, I've never done Big Air and I've never done Speed Retreat before, but I did do EV one time for a TV show a couple years ago, and it didn't go so well. But In my defense, I also had to try 6 feet, 6 inches, which is kind of...
Oh, that's high.
That's high. So I'm hoping I have a better chance today if I can start at a lower height.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks. On your way, Melissa. Okay. Cheryl McIntyre is here, and she is in the Human Iron Dog. What is your name in Human Iron Dog?
Oh, it's called Captain Canada.
Oh, and you got the Canadian Dealey Boppers and the flag draped around you, and you have a helmet on.
For safety. Safety first, Jim.
You didn't bring that. That's not your regular everyday helmet, though, right?
No, I had to borrow this helmet. I didn't come prepared.
Okay.
Lori was kind enough to lend me her helmet.
I'm not even going to go there. All right. So what do you think your chances are here in the Human Iron Dog? So I hear it's 6 Canadians against 4 Americans.
Well, I think the Canadians have a really good chance.
Well, you're on your home court here.
We are on our home dock.
Right.
Feeling pretty good about that.
Right.
This is going to be my first time off the dock, so I'm not sure. I have 3 dogs, and one of them, Serendipity, doesn't really jump every time, so...
Well, maybe you'll be the inspiration for dog.
Hopefully. Hope I don't get scared up there. I do have a good toy drive, though.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. Excellent. Will somebody be throwing for you? How are we doing this? Or is it place and send?
I'm thinking place and send, but my mom is offered up to be my handler.
Okay.
So she might try doing the chase method, mom.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and be safe.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Paul once again with a guest host for Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks to Jim Z, he gave me the mic, and I'm wandering around the Canadian regional championship event this weekend. So we're going to talk with Sherry Shoecraft right now. Where are you from, Sherry?
St. Clair, Michigan.
St. Clair, Michigan. One of the Americans coming up to steal our coveted world invites. It's nice to see you. We've seen each other at many a Canadian event. It's always great to see you and Sage and Meadow. And how's Meadow performing this year?
Meadow is doing awesome, and I just have to say we're keeping it in Canada because I am part of the Ontario Doc Dog Club.
Ah, yes. Thank you for throwing that in. We need a little bit of push every time we can. I think we're the only two clubs in Ontario right now, along with our sister club, the Rideau River. So how old is Sage now?
Sage is 10, well, she'll be 10 in 3 days, and Meadow is 10, so Meadow is technically a legend dog, and so she competed in legend today, and she'll be competing in cadet extreme vertical.
Wow, 10 years old, and she's still got it. A lot of spring in her step. I was watching her yesterday, and I was just in awe, you know, and it's always great to see you losing control on the dock, cheering your favorite curly girl on. It's always funny to see. And you know what? I don't think I've ever seen another competitor with so much love for her two dogs as Sherry Shoecraft. In any event that you get a chance to see Sage or Meadow, you just watch Sherry. Never mind the dogs, because all the entertainment value is watching Sherry. And all us guys, we just sit there and watch Sherry all day. How'd the dog do? We don't know. But Sherry puts on a show for us. And we hope to see you at Worlds again this year. We were there last year. And of course, at Worlds, we were watching you as well. And anything you want to add? How are you enjoying the event?
I do. I love coming up to Canada. This is why I belong to the Canada Club. I remember my first Canadian event actually back in 2010. It was in Scugog, and I fell in love with the Ontario Club, and that's why I joined them. And I really just want to say that the sport is really all about people and their dogs. It doesn't matter how big the jump is or how high it is. Meadow's done everything in the sport I could have ever asked her to do. And now that she's 10, I'm really just trying to honor her and let her do what she loves to do. And it just doesn't matter anymore. As long as she's having fun, those scores don't matter. So I hope everybody puts the focus on their own personal best with their dogs and just being able to spend every moment with them, loving what you do.
Oh yeah, well, we do know how competitive it can be, especially at a championship event. And you know, I really feel that you've captured the essence of the Doc Dog's credo is get out there, have fun. You know, score should be secondary or even further down the list. If you're having fun, your dog's having fun, and you're having fun with your friends, you know what? What more could you ask? Is there anything else you can add to that?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up. It is. It's about friends, and that's why I came up here this weekend. I got to see a friend that I haven't seen in many, many years, and I got to, you know, hang out with my Ontario friends this weekend, and the bonus was that we got to jump and play and get an invite, and even if we hadn't, it wouldn't have mattered.
Okay, well, you know what? You summed it all up right there. Thanks, Sherry and Sage and Meadow. I'm sure you guys will keep jumping as long as you can, and I'm sure Mom will be boosting your name all around, because everybody knows Sherry Shoecraft, Meadow, and Sage. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Paul. Love ya.
See you again.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
All right, well, I'm sitting here. We were talking cameras with Jen Boilo. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Enjoying the weekend.
Awesome. It's awesome, awesome weather today. Canadian Regional Championships are winding down. It's the last day here, all the finals. Did you have a dog in the finals?
I didn't have any dogs in finals. Oh. I was not titled with Ty, so couldn't jump him this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Titled with Tuck, but as we all know, Tucker either jumps or doesn't. And this weekend was a mixture of both.
Oh.
So, yeah, he was in junior. He's only doing 8-footers, which is not Tuck, but considering what he's been through, completely fine.
Well, you guys have fun, though?
Oh, yeah.
So, and this whole layout. Have you been here before jumping
I've been here, oh my God, last 3 years.
Have you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, this is my first time here, so I gotta ask. But it's a great layout. It's perfect for all this.
Oh yeah, and it's awesome for camping. There's enough land space that you can bring a trailer, as we do, and you know, stay on site. You're never too far.
Right. Absolutely. The pool's right over there. We're sitting on the back of my car, which is two away from my tent, and it's I love that because everything's not far away. I can keep all the camera gear and stuff in the car, and.
Yeah.
If a storm comes through, like on what we had on Friday or something like that, you can get the dogs in the car quickly if you have to. Grass still needs water despite all that rain we got on Friday.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's not muddy.
Well, I told Morgan, I think she's growing hay at this point.
I think so too.
I don't know if it's actually growing, but it looks like hay.
It's fine though. The dogs love it, and all the dogs and everything are having a good time. So what's your future here for Doc Dogs events? Anything planned already?
We're looking at Arm Prior in August.
Okay.
Other than that, we're really taking a back seat because of Tuck. But we're hoping to get out a few more times. Really, this summer is all about fun. And if we decide to go to an event last minute, like this one was the last minute, I made a decision last week, it'll happen.
Well, that's cool. That's fantastic. Well, great. Well, thanks for talking with us again, Jen. And it was great to see you. It's great to be up here in Canada. And I look forward to seeing you at the next Doc Dogs event.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you and always welcome up here.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We always feel welcome.
That's for sure.
Okay, this is Paul once again for Radio Doc Dogs. And we're interviewing the number one finisher in the human iron dog competition that was held last night. And he's got an ear-to-ear grin, that's for sure. And we call him Magic Mike. Where are you from, Mike?
Milton, Ontario.
Okay, so what did you fly in today?
I did. I flew right in here on a rattly old Subaru.
Yeah, excellent. You know, it's been funny watching you and your wife. And I remember when she made you enter those words of wisdom. And what were those words?
I don't remember.
I remember vividly. I was standing there. She says, I don't care if you enter, but...
Don't disgrace us.
Don't disgrace us and win, I believe were her exact words. I don't care if you make a fool out of yourself or what you do, just win. And there you are with the number one ribbon hung proudly on your chest and a whole box full of prizes to go away and bragging rights that you are the number one human iron dog finisher in the first time ever Canadian Regionals event. So what do you think? Next year, you think you'll be trying it again?
Yeah, you know, the competition was stiff this year, and I'd like to see everyone come out next year.
And I'm sure you're going to be working on a few little secret dives for next year.
Will.
And, hey, you got a whole year to do it. And how's your dog working out this weekend?
Oh, excellent. This is actually his first event here, so we're really proud of him, and he set a few good jumps.
Did you make finals?
I think we did in the non-titled division.
Okay, great. So we're looking forward to that. Everybody's trying for a world invite here. I was at the Worlds last year. And believe me, have you ever been to the world?
No.
Well, you know, it's really exciting. I always say, you know, we've qualified many years and we just said, you know what, we're going once, we've been hearing so much, and it's just an eye-opening experience. Your wife would just probably just have to put a leash on you at that event because they have these kind of events going on every night till late at night. There's people walking the streets at 4 a.m. with their dogs for no reason, you know. So that's why the locals there in Iowa, they just sort of welcome us with open arms. So, you know what? All I can say is congratulations. It's good to be number one, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, this is Paul from Ontario Doc Dogs at the Canadian Regionals with Magic Mike.
Thank you.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
Okay, this is Paul Valino once again, and I'm making my way around the grounds of the Canadian Regional Championships here. And we've bumped into Sue Scholz. Nice to see you again, Sue.
Nice to see you too, Paul, as always.
Oh, thank you very much. Looking very nice today.
Thank you.
Let's see, I had a little bit of butter, because that's what I'm all about, the butter. Nobody wants to talk to me. They just run the other way.
I find that hard to believe.
Yes, I know. Well, how are you making out this weekend? I see you brought your two Aussies with you.
Well, Maddie had her first official dive and score of 12 inches.
Wow, 12 inches. You know what? Anything's better than zero. So it's nice to see you getting her feet wet.
We're very excited that she's hopefully soon going to be diving.
Great. Good thing you said that three times, because I didn't get it the first two. And Mickey's sleeping as usual, getting warming up for his competition.
You know Mickey, he's always napping.
Yeah, that's for sure. So what was been some of the highlights of the championships this year?
Well, the all-time highlight had to be the human EV, the human iron dog. It was awesome.
Yes, I heard some people were really smiling on the other side of the dock, that's for sure. I couldn't see them that well from where I was announcing from, but yeah, I did hear the laughter and hoopla that was going on the other end. I believe the handler's meeting was basically a vodka bottle pass around.
I did hear that too, but I just want to say it was all in good fun.
Yes. Yes. And you know, like I've said previously, I'm not going to tell you certain things that happened. Yes, there was a lot of face plants and belly flops and interesting types of jumps and costumes and things like that. You're just going to have to find those out on Facebook, I'm sure.
Yes, but I would have to say the best one was when Melissa Doran decided to be Guinness and jump back in the pool several times.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, we're handing out awards for certain best style awards or something, and we'll be handing them out a little later on. So you come up to Canada quite a bit, I've noticed.
Quite a bit. I love diving with the Canadians.
Oh, well, yeah, we're flattered to have you up here. You brought your husband this time, Randy. It's always nice to see Randy. I noticed we're seeing a lot more of Randy this year. He's finally getting his feet wet.
He is finally getting his feet wet diving Mickey this year because we're starting Maddie off. So we want to take it easy with Mickey. He's getting up there in age, so we want to start taking it easy. And as you saw from the events this weekend, Mickey definitely took it easy on himself.
Yeah, we did. Well, it's always great talking to Sue and Randy Schultz. They're from Buffalo, New York. And look for them at your next event because they do travel around. They spend a lot of time in Canada, but just because we love them and she loves Canada. And you know what?
And they have good beer.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yes, we do have good beer and pancakes. That's all we have. If you want to come to Canada and you don't like beer pancakes, don't come. Okay, because we don't have hot dogs. What is this hot dog thing I keep hearing about anyway? You Americans and your French fries and
hot
stuff.
Dogs.
You and your Americans and your funny money.
But the one thing the Canadians have definitely appreciated is the bison chip dip from Buffalo.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. She did honor us with some of the only American products you can get in Buffalo. And we've been just swarming her every time she comes out to an event, going through a cooler when she's not around, going, hey, what is this? What does this taste like? Just take it. Just take it. She'll never know what's missing. So it's always fun talking to you, Sue. You're always fun to be around. You're a great competitor, and we love you.
We love you too, Paul.
All right, thanks. So that's going to wind it down for me as guest host. I've basically walked around, talked to a bunch of Americans that have come up to the Canadian Championships. Regional championships, I should say. Unfortunately, I was unable to talk to a lot of people because a lot of people, you know, are on the way back. It is 4th of July weekend in the States. So some of these contestants have just completed their jumps, packed up, and moved on. But we still have a few people left here. But I'm going to cut it short right now. I've given you a lot of the highlights. Make sure you check out the Facebook posts on the Canadian Regional Championships. They are very entertaining. Thanks to Jim Z for handing me the mic and being guest host for the event here at the Regional Championships. And hey, what can I say, you know? I enjoy the sport just as much as everybody else. And, you know, when it comes to me talking, there you go, I'm a little bit speechless myself. But we'll be seeing you again. I'm going to walk the mic back over to Jim Z. And maybe we'll see you at one of our events. I'm Paul Valino for the Ontario Dock Dogs, and we'll see you again. Keep jumping and jump big.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
All right, a couple great interviews there from Paul Valino, guest host of Radio Dock Dogs at Canine Central at the Canadian Regional Championships, and I did a couple too. Thank you. Now we're going to hear from Trent Steele, who is at the Tin Wolf Inn for those regionals. Take it away, Trent.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
All right, we're here at the North Central Regional Championships, sitting here with Rod Niemer. watching the Super Elite Finals. How do you think it's going so far, Rod?
Well, we've had a really good weekend up till like the last half hour, starting to sprinkle a little bit. Glad it's not as raining as hard as it did last year. The Mud Bowl was a fun event, but it was also a real pain in the hind end, too. But it's a great facility here at Tin Wolf Inn. Scott Templeton and his crew's got a great facility. He's built onto it this year. Got a nice, I guess you could call it a banquet hall there now. We can serve food in there. And it's going to use that as a training facility also for indoor training. So overall, everybody's talked about this. It's been a great event, and real proud of it.
I tell you what, I've had a great event as well. You know, Alex won veterans, which is kind of cool. You know, have your dog turn 8 years old. I mean, that's something else. And then you know, I did do the human EV. You may have seen pictures floating around. Have you seen?
Yeah, there's a couple floating around, but at least they're not as bad as the picture of Tom James, which is floating around. So if you see a picture of Tom James, be sure you delete it on your Facebook post.
Oh, yeah. We don't want any kind of that. So how do you and your dogs do this weekend?
Oh, I'm super excited. As you know, my granddaughter Emma, 8 years old, been handling now for, this is her second year, and she got a youth invite, came in second place, and she came in fifth place in the senior division with her also, with our little Sadie girl. It's a year and a half old, and already been told she'll get an invite with it because somebody above her's already got an invite, so they'll be going down to her. So super excited, and then of course, I just finished up with Sadie a few minutes ago and came in second place in the Master Division. Got beat out by Jenny Hass and King Smoochie. Couldn't happen to a better person, though, because me and her, and being Kentucky Duck Dog members, our hometown here, our home court, I guess you could say, we're super excited. Kentucky Duck Dogs will be represented well at Worlds. We got several youth handlers going and just several members all together.
Well, I can tell you what, you know, Kentucky Duck Dogs has made the hospitality great here at Tin Wolf Inn. You know, that you cooked a barbecue and had a nice spread, so we want to thank you for that as well. I mean, you put your hard work into that barbecue.
Oh, I done most of the cooking on it, the smoking, but all the credit goes to my wife, Tammy. You know, she's an outstanding job on prepping it, getting everything organized for the dinner.
She rubs your meat?
I'm not going there, but for credit. even though there was a sign up that said that somewhere at one point. But we enjoy doing it. We don't do it just for the, you know, to get people to say, oh, great job. We do it because we love doing it. And we have fun doing it. We have fun.
Well, we sure do appreciate it, Rod, and we'll talk to you later, man.
Thank you, Trent. Good to keep competing with you again, as always.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, that'll do it. Another episode of Radio Doc Dogs is in the books. I want to thank my guest hosts, Paul Valino and Trent Steele. I appreciate you taking the time to get those interviews. I also very much appreciate those people that you interviewed taking the time to talk with you. That was very great. I loved hearing about, well, their excitement at those events. I hope you did too. And that's it. Whatever you're doing, don't forget, start getting pre-registered for those Dueling Dogs events. The Doc Dogs events coming up. Crazy time of the season. Hope you and your doggies are having fun, and whatever you're doing, I hope you stay safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.